You can watch the Streamer Spotlight series live on Twitch Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. twitch.tv/TIGHEFIGHTERX1. That's twitch.tv/TIEFighterX1. What is up? I am TIE Fighter X1 and welcome to another edition of the Streamer Spotlight series. I'm excited for our guest tonight. It is Taurus V93. I believe I said that right. So we will get right into her as soon as we launch the TwitchCon brand video. But I do want to apologize for the late start. We did have some technical issues that we had to get through. So just one moment, we'll get her on. What is up? I am joined by Taurus. Taurus, how are you this evening?
I'm awesome. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So let's start off with explaining what your channel is and what it means to you. Also explain a little bit about who you are and your current streaming schedule.
Oh, okay. So my current streaming schedule is pretty much non-existent. I haven't streamed at all in the month of September. I took a little bit of a break. I'm currently a full-time student. I'm studying to become an esthetician. And it was midterms this month, and it was really busy. And on top of that, I am currently in the middle of moving. So I just kind of put streaming on the back burner. It really kind of sucked to do that because I love streaming and I'm having withdrawals. I've missed it so much. So I'm really excited for tonight because it's kind of that push into the door to get back to streaming and get back to chatting with everyone that I miss chatting with. And yeah, so that's kind of where I've been at this last month. So Taurus, I am a Taurus. My birthday is in May, and I'm super into, you know, astrology and the zodiac sign, and it's not like my religion or anything, but I find it really interesting, and it's something that I can relate to for the rest of my life. So it's something that's always going to be important to me, and kind of like getting a tattoo to me, it's like, it was important to me to have something that was going to be meaningful to me forever, not just something that I like right now that I might fall out of liking later. And that's kind of where I'm at now. And so I love purple. I love Taurus. So I'm all about the purple. I've got stars everywhere. And that's how I got here. That's how amazing. I picked my name.
So what are you going to be streaming when we raid you at the end of this stream?
I'll be streaming World of Warcraft, which I'm sure everyone could predict. That's pretty much my game. Yeah, I've been playing that game for quite some time now, going on like 5 years.
I even wore purple just because I know you were such a fan. So it's like I'll represent
I appreciate
Taurus
it.
As well.
Yay, purple everywhere. I love purple.
All right, so TwitchCon was this past week. I know you haven't been able to keep up with news as much, but you do realize TwitchCon was this past week, right?
Yes, I do. I was able to keep up with that much.
We have a ton of news following TwitchCon, so let's go ahead and get the Twitch news and the streaming news out of the way. We're going to focus mostly on Twitch this week just because it was such a big week for Twitch. And then at the end of that, we'll start talking to you, learn more about what your advice is, how you started streaming, get a little bit into Taurus. And then after that, if chat has any questions, that would be the time to do it. If you have any questions throughout the stream, make sure you tag FighterX1 Gaming and we can keep record of everybody who is asking questions. We'll be able to add those and we'll get to those at the end and then we'll raid you. So, on with the Twitch news. So, Twitch is changing their branding with all their new marketing. We saw that video prior to you joining the stream. New logos, UI, UX changes have already hit Twitch, including a new brighter purple and font changes for the main site and chat. So, what do you think of the new shade of purple that Twitch is using and then the UI, UX changes that they've made with the fonts?
I love it. Of course I do, but... I think it's more me. It's bubblier. It's a brighter purple. It stands out more. I'm all about the colors. I'm really big in like discords and like roles and stuff. And the colors are a huge part of it because they have to stand out against each other. And I think that's just what Twitch is doing. It's just making it stand out more. Both if you are looking at it in the dark view or the light view.
And what about the font changes? Have you noticed that on the main Twitch site?
Yeah, I never had a problem with the fonts before, but I think it's cool. I've noticed it. Yeah, they're just upgrading.
I think the chat stands out a lot, and I really like the change in chat because it pop makes the font pop a little bit more in the against the background. However, the header looks like you just zoomed your browser in when you're looking at the main page, and I'm just like, I did that a little bit better. But
Yeah, and I'm sure
awesome.
there's more adjustments to come as well.
Right. It's going to be fine tweaked, so. So apparently a streamer was roofied at a party in San Diego during the TwitchCon conference. It was not a TwitchCon affiliated party, but the news blew up that people were getting roofied at TwitchCon. The partner party, we did see Twitch serving beverages as a grab the as you go situation where they just had like cups out and you just pick a cup up. But the actual roofying didn't happen at TwitchCon. So the streamer's okay, they're recovering, but what is the balance between having fun at these events and also making sure you're still staying safe? I was going to say saying.
I think the precautions are the same whether you're at like a hosted event or you're just going out. I mean, it shouldn't be an issue that you even have to consider worrying about, but the fact is it's an issue no matter where you go, whether it's TwitchCon or you're going out to the club. You don't take a drink off of a table that has been anywhere out of your sight for any second. That's just something that everyone should be aware of. And I mean, it's cool that they're offering free drinks and all that, but it's kind of like going to someone's table with full of drinks that you have no idea where they came from or who's had access to them. It could happen anywhere. I'm glad
Right.
that she's okay. Not saying that she made like a mistake or did anything wrong. It's one of those realities that we have to be aware of. If you are going out, keep an eye on your drinks. Bring your own, buy your own. Don't put them down.
And how do you
Don't
feel
pick them
about
up from somewhere.
people blaming Twitch, the Twitch conference for the situation?
I think that's a little harsh. I don't know. It happens though. I mean, if you go out to a bar or a club, obviously there's just one malicious person that specifically did that to that drink, but at the same time, there has to be a little bit of liability for who was hosting that. And as long as they're acknowledging, like, hey, we provided this circumstance where it was a possibility that it would happen, then that's all that they need to do. But it's
But I
not
would
really their
think
fault.
the problem is it happened outside of TwitchCon. It happened at like a hotel away from the conference.
Oh, well,
So
that's just
it
ridiculous.
happened
Whoever's
because
to
TwitchCon
blame
was
is
in
the person
town, so
that did
somebody
the
else was
roofing.
doing like a hosting party, right? Like,
Yeah.
oh, let's take advantage of TwitchCon being here. And so everybody heard the news and they're just like, oh, let's blame Twitch. And it actually wasn't Twitch's
Yeah.
fault at all.
Okay, so Twitch is just basically the scapegoat in this scenario.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, well, that changes things. No, that whenever a crime is committed or one specific person does something to another, it doesn't matter where you're at or who else was with you, it's that one person's fault, no one else.
Getting some buffering issues on the camera.
Oh
Looks
no.
like you're having like half a mask on right now.
I can dig it. Maybe if I
It's
scoot forward, I don't know.
a little bit better. So Little Nas was supposed to headline the TwitchCon party, but backed out via Twitter due to him having a wild 7 months being on the road, and he was ready to take a little time off. He canceled his TwitchCon and Sandbox Musical Festival appearances a day prior to TwitchCon. Any thoughts on that as a performer?
I'd say that's a little bit poor planning, but at the same time, it's kind of like he's had a long road. But I feel like if you kind of have an idea a little bit earlier than 24 hours before an event that you've known about for that long, if you want to go or not. And I feel like the more responsible thing would have been to let someone know in more advance.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. That's just proper etiquette.
Diehard underscore M in Twitch chat said he has a long Old Town Road. So Twitch changes coming off of TwitchCon, everything that's coming up. Twitch Studio, Twitch's own version of broadcasting software, will be opening in November. They first got their taste of building a broadcasting software with Twitch Sings, which I personally have used, and it does a good job for that application. What do you think about Twitch releasing its own software, and will you be making the switch? And what do you use now, actually?
I think it's great. I use Streamlabs OBS right now, and that's what I've used since I started. I've never branched into anything else, and I think I would give it a try because I personally only stream on Twitch, so I imagine Twitch having its own software would probably integrate really well with streaming on Twitch. I know a couple people that Twitch isn't their only platform, so I kind of wonder how well it would work with other platforms or anything like that. So I suppose that's something to consider, like if you are one of those streamers that streams first on Twitch and then takes that content and places it elsewhere, how well is that going to work with a Twitch software program?
That's actually a good point that I didn't even think about. Yeah. Going into this is, yeah, if you stream on Mixer or you stream on YouTube, is this going to allow you to still do that? That's that'd be interesting to see if Twitch does allow that. It'd be smart for them to still let them, right? Because maybe you can reel them back to Twitch at that. And in that case, if your software is that much better, you know.
Or even DLive.
That is true. Can't forget about DLive. And there's another one that just came out as well. I forget the name off the top of my head, but it's another cryptocurrency streaming platform. We talked about it last week on this show.
They're popping up everywhere.
They are. So Creator Dashboard has been completely revamped. The new dashboard is going to be released in October with all new quick actions. Oh, and actually, I meant to do this for just one second. Let's take a quick look at the Twitch Studio setup. That will be what you see when you are streaming.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very basic, but it's for people that have problems learning OBS or learning slobs, where there's a lot that you actually need to learn before you can even start streaming. It's supposed to be like a quick setup. You can be streaming in 20 minutes or less. So
sounds like it's perfect for me. They simplified it.
And then some of the creator dashboard changes. You have some quick actions on the right. You see things up top about your current session and then your chat and your stream manager as well.
That looks really cool. Personally, I don't really find that I'm using that stuff while streaming all that often. I think I have a couple times when I was having an issue or something wasn't set up correctly, but for the most part, I'm not really looking at any of that while I'm streaming.
So you don't think you'll use this at all?
Yeah, I'm just wondering how often I would, just because it looks like they're setting it up to make it simpler and easier to use while, you know, multitasking. But personally, I just don't know if that's necessary because most of the stuff I do beforehand or afterwards. But that's just me. Just because I question my ability to multitask. How good am I at it, really?
Now, if they can add this setup to the Twitch software, that would be really nice.
Yeah, I wonder if that's in the works.
So
that's what I mean about the how user-friendly it is with Twitch. Is it all going to be like all in one place type thing? So you're not having to go to your dashboard for this and your OBS for this and everything and your channel for this. It's like all in one place. Take care of it.
Yeah, I think
that's what I like.
The hardest part is updating your game if you're switching games or if you're going to just chatting. Like it's kind of a hassle, those points.
It does look, I like it though. I'm liking all the purple. It's just poor purple.
Let's see. Oh, my mic is messing up. One moment, guys. Sorry about that. All right.
And Madly, I saw that for the Alliance comment, by the way. Don't think I missed that.
A new channel page is coming that will give you the ability to create a channel trailer, publish stream schedules, and provide more details to help new viewers get to know the channel. So if they land on your page while you're offline and they're supposed to be revamping the whole channel page, I really like the channel trailer, like to be able to post a hype video or something there.
It's yeah, that's cool. Awesome.
But what do you think about the other details? That's still new, so we don't know much about what's coming with that, but...
So it's pretty much going to be like a cover page to your stream, basically, versus just scrolling down and seeing a whole bunch of panels. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what it is, because we personally have to add the panels now, so they'll be integrated, you know. And I think that's what Twitch is just trying to do, is make you not go to all these different places to get this information. Mm-hmm. They'll provide it for you.
I love that. I like how customizable it is right now, but there are some things that I feel like could be a little bit better as far as like how you can make it look or the layout. I don't know. I'm really big on that. I like making things look a certain way, and I like making it unique. And the way it is right now is that it's anyone's page that you go to or anyone's channel, you can expect to see the same thing. It's just different information, different words, different colors, but it's exactly the same thing no matter which channel you're looking at. So I like the idea of having something where you can kind of make it in tune to your page.
Do you have a point system on your stream?
No.
Do you like a chatbot or anything? So
if I do, I have no idea.
Twitch is introducing channel points. So this channel,
I think I've been seeing that.
It's a specific program for affiliates and partners to reward their loyal members of their community. It's coming in January 2020. So you'll earn points for things like unlocking emotes, highlighting chat messages, or you can actually customize the own rewards for your channel.
Okay.
There is a beta if you're interested in signing up. I will grab that as you tell me your thoughts on the channel points.
It sounds very familiar. Like, I think Streamlabs has something like that. I'm pretty sure I have it set up to where you acquire points for viewing. Like, the longer you view, the more often you come back to the stream, how active you are in chat, how many commands you use, that sort of thing. And then as you acquire points, you can redeem rewards with them. So it's just another example. I think Twitch is just really integrating all these things that everyone has kind of already been using, but it's kind of all over the place. So it's like, if you have a point system, it's over here. If you have like a chat bot, you have to like go to a different website to customize all of your commands and everything. It's not done through Twitch, but it sounds like they're trying to make it to where you can actually do it all through Twitch.
Right. Let's see. The next piece is Monview, which I really actually enjoyed Monview. Let's go there. So Monview is going to give mods all of their actions they need to see. So they see the auto mod. They have actual mod actions that they did. Oh, it went too fast. And then they can do everything that they would need to do from here. So how do you feel about Modview?
I freaking love that. I'm a mod in like 20 different streams, and I can't even tell you how excited that makes me.
Yeah, this is...
Wow,
that's
the first time I'm seeing it. This isn't the first time I've heard of it, but this is the first time I'm seeing what it's actually going to look like, and that is amazing.
Yeah, so you'll be able to add your own block terms, your permitted terms. You can go to the streamer dashboard so you can update their title if you need to. Subscriber only, slow mode. It's pretty amazing. I really dig the mod mode that they're coming out with.
Yeah, that looks awesome. Feel the power.
And then the last piece is the hype train. Which this is a little cheesy, if you ask me, but Hype Train's coming later this year. It's a community event for fans to combine bits, subs, and gifted subs to unlock celebration and emote rewards. So, say you do have a 10 sub goal, you actually can display the hype train on your chat, and it will show you how much time's left for them to get to that goal.
That's pretty cool. Again, I've seen similar things to that before, like the sub train and all that, but it's through Streamlabs OBS or through whatever software program they're using. So it's just another thing that Twitch is integrating into a do it all in one place.
Taking all the things from everywhere else.
Hey, it's smart. It's they're doing what they got to do. But it makes sense to me because, like, for me personally, only streaming on Twitch and nowhere else, it would be great to just have it all set up in Twitch itself. I wouldn't have to have all these programs downloaded onto my computer. I wouldn't have all these things running at the same time. It would just be Twitch.
Right.
And as someone who has an okay PC setup, not the best, any kind of relief I can give it would be great.
I just hope they don't make it like Twitch software only. Like, you have to use their software to be able to get some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So
I think it would be really smart if they didn't do that.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to have even more pushback and probably people leaving your platform. And we're already having issues with that. So let's not do that. Please, Twitch. iOS app users will get to subscribe to their favorite streamers finally, starting in this October. Subscriptions are coming in the way of tokens that will allow you to redeem for a tier one subscription to the channel of their choice for up to 12 months. Same subscription benefits for iOS users, but I believe it's like going to be when you subscribe or buy biddies from an Android. Mm-hmm. You have to pay extra because Google wants money for the transaction. So I'm sure that Apple is going to follow that same thing. So where you sub for $5 on PC, it's probably going to be around $7.50, $8 on Apple.
Wow. See, I never knew. I'm an Android user. I never knew anything about the iPhone troubles with Twitch.
Yeah, and then I mean, mobile Android has its own issues with the Twitch app and charging as well. So that's a. I'm just glad
PC. Really, the only thing I use on my phone anymore, and that's only sometimes, is just watching streams.
I am the same way. If I need to buy something, I go jump on the PC real quick.
I wait.
Speaking of buying something, because you ran out of biddies, right? Zaz, can you take care of that, please? Well, this is dangerous. Starting in October, you can turn on a new auto refill feature that lets you automatically purchase bits when your balance falls below a certain amount. So if you have $20 in your account, you can actually then make it to where you...
There's so many people, I feel like we need to make sure they never hear about this. Almighty Taco Man.
Yeah. Yeah. This is really dangerous. I'm like,
good for streamers.
I don't have any more biddies. Now I have unlimited supplies of biddies. So more ad changes besides the bits. We affiliates will start earning revenue share from ads. Non-affiliate and non-partner streamers will no longer have ads on their channels. Content creators will have the option to disable pre-roll ads on their channel by running regular ad breaks. Picture-in-picture is being added to streams, so you can at least see what's going on while the ad plays. The volume of ads is being normalized so that it's not blaring your eardrums out in the middle of an AMSR stream. Later this year, estimated payouts for ad breaks will show up so creators have a chance to see what they can earn by running each ad. So that's actually kind of nice.
That's cool. So you said, just backtracking a little bit, non-affiliated and non-partnered streamers won't have ads on them anymore?
That is correct. So it's almost like Twitch Prime's coming back, but if you're trying to support somebody that doesn't have affiliate status, you're not going to have to sit through an ad to do so anymore.
Right. Well, that's cool. I know that's a lot of people... it's one of the first things, like it's their first time coming to my stream, and then in the chat I'd be like, okay, the ad's finally over. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, that's still gonna be there for you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you already hit affiliate, correct?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll still have ads on yours. Of course, they can subscribe to your channel and get rid of those ads, but you'll have the option to make some money off those ads here in the near future.
That seems to be a thing that's happening all over the place. I'm hearing a lot about it, and I feel like every time it gets brought up, it's a different company. So I think there's quite a few of them going around. But it sounds like this one is specifically for Twitch. It's through Twitch, right?
Correct. Yeah, these are Twitch ads.
Okay.
So, and then last week we talked about how Mixer was adding ads to their streams, but there mm-hmm. was no ad revenue for partners or affiliates on Mixer.
But this one is setting it up for everybody.
Correct. So the big change here is the ads that already exist will start paying affiliates instead of just partners. And then if you're not an affiliate, you will no longer have to sit through those ads.
Awesome.
And then the picture in picture.
I think this is all cool to me. start telling me some cons.
I haven't seen any yet, so
yeah, because I mean they're there anyway, so now you're benefiting from it,
right? And it really feels like Twitch spent this whole TwitchCon trying to improve things, mainly because of probably Ninja leaving and going mm-hmm. over to Mixer. They're starting to listen to their top content creators more so uh-huh. that they don't fall into that same trap again.
Well, and Rabble in chat just made a good point, too. Compared to other platforms, it's a lot of out-of-pocket expense, almost 100% out-of-pocket expense for the supporter or the viewer to support a streamer on Twitch versus other platforms if that's not the case or not as much the case. So I think this is a really good idea. They're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, and that's was a con about the channel points is... At this time, it does not look to be like Mixer, where when you earn points on Mixer, the streamer's getting revenue from that as well. Twitch does not look to be integrating that much yet.
Yeah.
We could see a change in that, though. It's still early.
Very.
One more major change. Starting in October, affiliates and partners can ask their community a question that's integrated directly into the chat. Results will be real-time, and it will be straight into the platform. So... polls straight into your stream.
Awesome. Someone's gonna have to show me how to do that.
Twitch.
Just another thing I'm gonna have to learn how to do.
2020 has been released. I only grabbed the US. It's gonna be in San Diego again, but it's gonna be September 25th through September 27th of 2020. Will you be there? And chat members, will you be there? Who's going to TwitchCon 2020? Because I plan on.
I would love to go. So the reason why I did not go this year is because I'm actually going to BlizzCon. Because, hello, I'm a Blizzard nerd. Play WoW. But Blizzard pretty much releases a new expansion for WoW every 2 years. And so, like, last year I didn't go to BlizzCon, but the year before that I did, and then 2 years before that I did. So my plan is to go every other year. So this year I'm going to BlizzCon. Next year I want to go to TwitchCon. Then I'll probably go to BlizzCon the year after that. So yeah, I plan on being there.
So BlizzCon.
I can't do both.
BlizzCon's this year? It hasn't happened yet?
Yes. BlizzCon is every year, but every 2 years they release WoW stuff. So that's why I go every 2 years.
And when is that
happening?
Because
I'm not really into the other games. That's the first week of November. First weekend.
Week of November. Oh, you're
Friday,
close.
Saturday. I will be there Halloween. I'm excited.
Very, very cool.
Yep.
My mic again. Jeez.
It sounds kind of cool, honestly.
it's voice mod. It's not. My
no,
computer's
it's
just
not.
Overloading with everything. A news article came out today when NBC interviewed, I don't know how to say this person's name, so it's QUQCO, Sleepy Mia, and Vanada at TwitchCon. The news article states that Twitch's women's biggest obstacle is harassment. Do you echo these sentiments? How do you deal with harassment? What would you like to say to anyone who specifically comes into chats to harass women content creators and what needs to be done to make these things happen less?
Well, that's a whew, that's a big thing.
So you have dealt with harassment in your streams, correct?
Yeah. Sadly, it's just kind of expected. It's not okay, but it's normal. It just has been happening for so long. It's almost like in order to deal with it, you just have to harden yourself against it. Surround yourself with friends and people that care about you that are there to put an end to it quickly. As far as going to events, it's kind of, once again, sad that it's something that you have to deal with, but just don't be alone. Don't put yourself in a situation where if you need help, there's no one around. It's just, honestly, it's really disturbing and disgusting to me that it just continues to happen, but it does. There's just go with a friend.
So bring a buddy. Do you know Twitch's rules about harassing? Like, if I'm a viewer, how many times can I harass somebody before they ban me?
I don't know. I've never heard personally of a viewer being banned from Twitch. I think they have really good things in place that if you ban someone from your stream, you pretty much never have to deal with them again. And which sucks because obviously you wanna get them out of the community as a whole, but I don't think Twitch has anything in place that completely removes someone unless you're a streamer actually and you get banned from streaming. But yeah.
Now, I feel like
I could be completely wrong about that. They might have something in place that maybe people can't even use Twitch at all.
I haven't heard of it. I know that some people just will create new accounts and go straight back at that streamer. And at that point, if you're a repeat offender, they should, Zazavu said in Twitch chat, they should do an IP ban if it's that bad. If you're constantly being reported, just ban the IP.
That would be ideal. I bet there's laws against doing that sort of thing, though.
Hmm.
You know, the whole freedom of speech. You can't actually hurt someone online. No crime's been committed. All that.
I think we're getting past that, though, because now you can't even make threats, right? A lot of kids are getting arrested for making threats against their school. You know, so if it's the same thing against a content creator, I would imagine.
That's a good point.
All right, so
let's, moving on.
let's bring this to a happier place. Let's talk about Taurus. Why did you get into streaming? What's your goals with streaming, both short and long term?
So I learned about Twitch for probably in January of this year, early on this year, and I know it's been around way longer than that, but I had never heard of it. And then, of course, playing video games, and I'm a GM of the guild that I'm in, a guild master, in case you don't know, of the guild that I'm in playing WoW. And we use Discord, and it just started coming up. And I was like, what is Twitch? Everyone's like, oh, this streamer was playing this game the other day. And I was like, streaming on what? And so it just kind of slowly got brought to my attention that it was a thing that was out there. And then I looked into it and I was like, okay, and someone recommended a streamer. I don't remember who at this point, but someone recommended watching this streamer who was playing WoW, playing the fight that we were currently trying to learn. And so that's kind of how Twitch was brought to my attention, was like a learning base, kind of like looking up a YouTube video. You don't know how to do this? Look it up on YouTube and there's a video for it. But it's like, don't know how to kill this boss? Look it up on Twitch. There's someone streaming it right now. And I just kind of got hooked. I realized how many different games were being played, how many different people were streaming the games. And I thought it was really cool that there were so many girl gamers, because I mean, I know that there's girl gamers, but they're just so rare to pop up.
And you have a whole giant community of them.
Right? Yes, they're everywhere.
Right.
And so there was this one streamer, her name is Desi Heat, and she plays WoW. And She was just kind of a huge inspiration. Like, I found myself watching her like every single day. I was like, why am I addicted to this? Why am I watching her? Like, this isn't TV. I pay for TV, I pay for Netflix, but I'm watching Twitch instead. And it was just really cool. And then a whole bunch of people started telling me, like, you could do that. And people in my guild, because I raid lead when we raid. And they're like, you're really good at talking, you're really good at multitasking, like you're really good at playing this game, you're a girl, and people like watching that. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll give it a try. And I didn't forever and ever. I wasn't brave enough. I was so nervous. And I finally made, like, I started getting panels together and like making it look all pretty. Like, I pretty much had my stream set up before I ever even streamed before, just because I was too nervous to actually go there and do it and go live. And but yeah, I eventually did it. It was a lot of fun. I was a nervous wreck, but it was really good because I had all my guildmates in Discord with me and they were keeping me company. And they were chatting in it. They're like, this is so cool that you're actually streaming. Like, we have to tell everybody. And I would say, like, my second time streaming, I found a streaming community on Facebook. And I joined it and was like reading through all the posts and everything. I was like, wow, this is a huge thing. Like, there's millions of streamers, and they're all kind of in the same boat as me. Like, they're all trying to like build it up and get good at it and get followers. And I think the day after I joined that Facebook group, they made a Discord, and then I was one of the first ones to be in the Discord. I think there was maybe like 20 of us in there, and it was like my first integration into streaming community Discords. That was the first one I joined. And then from there, I joined another one. I became a mod in the first one. And I just kind of like threw myself headfirst into it. I was all in from the very beginning. And I started streaming the last week of April because my birthday's May 2nd. So my first big stream was a birthday stream. And so I
And
had
that's
streamed, I
this
think,
year?
three times. Yeah, this year.
That's crazy.
Yep. The last week of April, and then May 2nd was my birthday stream, and that was the first stream I streamed more than 3 hours. So to me, that's like my first real stream. And that week I made affiliate
That's
because I streamed
awesome.
every day that week. And that community was awesome. They were there for me. And that's when I got hooked to Discord. It really is what. So I got hooked to streaming. I got hooked to Discord. I started actually being active on social media because before that I wasn't. I was never on Facebook. I was never on Twitter. I was never on Instagram. Now I'm on it all the time. It's
So
like
you
all I
spoke about
do.
the first Discord that you were a part of. The are you still active in that community?
I'm actually not in that community
Okay.
anymore just because I kind of went through like a, I think, oh, when was it? April, May, June, probably like around July. I was like, I'm in way too many Discords. I need to
Isn't
stop this. It was
that
like, it was
the
so
truth?
bad. It was so bad. And I wish I wouldn't have left. I regret leaving. But now I feel weird going back. It's just one of
Right.
those things where it's like, I did it to myself, but it lesson learned. I'm not going to do it ever again. I really, really think through every decision like that I make now. And I'm a part now of amazing communities that I will never leave, and I'll never make that mistake again. But
So, do
it
you
was
want to
great.
talk about, you want any shout outs to your bigger Discord groups?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the one I'm most active in is Supforce. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
I have.
It's a newer one. Of the Discords that I'm in, I would say it's the smallest, but that by no means, like, it's amazing. It's growing so fast. It offers so much compared to other Discords that I have been a part of. And I love every minute of being in there. I'm part of the admin team, and just getting to be a part of all the decisions and seeing their plans for that Discord and for their community is so exciting to me. Like, I am so honored to be a part of it. And a lot of them are here watching right now, so I
Twitch
hope
chat's
everyone
going
heard it.
crazy. All of the Subforce and the chat, I
Yes,
love it. I
Supforce.
love the support that they're giving to you. That's
They're
awesome.
really amazing. I mean,
That's
actions speak louder than words. They're all here right now. So every Sunday night is actually our staff call night. And I told them last week that I couldn't be there because I was going to be here, and they canceled the call so they could be here to watch.
Well, Subforce, I appreciate the support for
Yeah.
Taurus as well as the support that you're showing me by being here in this stream tonight. That's phenomenal. So, what advice would you have given yourself about streaming prior to you starting streaming? I mean, you took your time and you got into it, but it was mostly just because you were nervous. So, if you went back
That
to
wasn't the only reason.
it was if you went back though and you talked to yourself in March, what would you have told yourself?
I would have told myself to get over it and just go because amazing things are ahead of you and you're just holding yourself back from them by not starting now. There's just no reason not to do it. You just have to believe in yourself because you can do it. And I think that is what gets in people's heads, that they're not going to be successful, that they're not going to make it. And just doesn't matter. Your level of success is how much fun you have with it. That's it.
That is awesome advice. When you push stream, right, and there appears to nobody be actually in your chat room, how do you continue grinding through those streams? You might not have had that. It sounds like you've been in some pretty
I've had streams like that. Don't get me wrong.
supportive
I know,
Discords
I've been
though.
spoiled,
So
right?
that's important for anybody that's looking to start streaming to know, like, okay, I got to be active in Discords and find some cool communities that really support each other, so
Networking.
I don't have to have those streams, but you're still going to have one or two, or a
Yep.
week or a month or maybe
And they
even a
can be
year.
discouraging. They really can. I get it when people get discouraged. But you just have to keep going, talk to people, ask questions, ask advice, because it doesn't matter if a streamer's been streaming for one day longer than you. That streamer might have experienced something that you haven't and still be able to give you really good advice. Just ask questions, ask for help.
That's amazing. So, what kind of obstacles have you had to overcome in your streaming career?
I'm my own obstacle, and that's not just with streaming, that's with everything. But mostly just like those discouraging moments I was talking about, just giving yourself that pep talk to push through it. And anytime you're feeling like today's just not a good day, or right now's not a good time, or I'm feeling overwhelmed, you just need to do it anyways because you're gonna feel better afterwards. I always feel better after streaming. And even if you have that little bit of anxiety, which I get still to this day, I mean, it's kind of a huge factor into why I was able to take a whole month off. Like I was itching to stream that whole time, and I would tell myself, "Okay, I'm gonna stream tonight. I'm gonna stream tonight." But I always let myself come up with an excuse not to, and that's just not okay.
And you're talking about
But,
the month of September, correct?
yeah, this is the first time I've streamed in the month of September.
And that's crazy. So, do you want to talk about
It is
some of the
crazy.
stuff that went on this month? And so,
Well,
some of it was legit, right? Like
yeah.
you were gone, but.
I'm in the middle of moving, and it's taking quite a bit of time just because my living situation right now, I'm not in a super time crunch to complete moving. Like I know most of the time when you move, it's because you have a certain amount of time before you have to be out of this place. And so you have to be in this place, and that's not the case for me. So I'm kind of, just kind of taking my time on that one, because I can, why not? But no, mostly it's been school and really focusing on that because I was having a hard time balancing streaming and school. I was so tired when I come home from school, and because it's an all-day thing for me, it's a commute. I have to take a ferry. When I leave in the morning,
Wait, you take
I'm
a
gone
ferry
all
to
day.
school?
Yeah, I live on an
Like,
island
a lot of
and I have
people
to take
can't say
ferries.
that.
I do. I have to take a ferry to get over town for anything. Like, or I can drive to the north end of the island, which is an hour away, which is where all the grocery stores are, and we don't even have a Starbucks or anything. We don't have fast food. We don't have a Walmart. We don't have any of those things. We have to take a ferry on one end, or we have to drive an hour to the other end.
How long does the ferry usually take to get?
Well, once you're on the ferry, it's only like a 15-minute ferry ride. Not long. The problem is if there's a line, which around this time of year, the line's not usually an issue. It's just in the summertime because the island's a touristy area.
Sure.
So there's always a line, and yeah, it's a thing.
That's amazing. You will
It's a thing.
probably go down in the history of Streamer Spotlight series being the only person to ride a ferry every day.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, not every day, because I avoid it as much as I can. I
So
didn't used to mind it so much when I
do your
didn't have to
shopping while
take
you're
it.
already over there?
What's that?
You go ahead and just get your shopping done when you're over there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you plan around it.
So follow for follow is a big thing in the Twitch community. What do you think about follow for follow, and what's your advice on that?
I think it's been really useful for people. So I definitely don't want to bash on that because, especially for getting affiliate, like it's helped a lot of people. For some people, getting those 50 followers is really hard versus the other requirements. And then some people, the followers are no big thing. And for them, it's the average views. But personally, I'm not really into follow for follow. I really like the actual sense of community and the real like support that comes from someone who is following you without expecting anything in return. Because that's what I do. If I follow someone, it's because I like their content or I like them. That is why I follow them, and not because I'm expecting them to follow me back.
That's
So
amazing advice, and I completely agree with that because, our Discord, we preach, friend not follower. We want people that are following us to be friends with us and coming into our
Exactly.
rooms and interacting with us. And if you're just gonna click the follow button, just to click the follow button, I don't know about that.
Yeah. But like I said, I really, if it works for some people, I've seen it work for people, and they're doing great things right now. And to each their own is what I say.
So we have wipe away the
It worked. I
glitchiness. It
was
did
surprised
work.
that worked.
We have a few more minutes, and then we will be rating your channel. So we have a few more questions that we have prepared. Chat, this is your last chance to get any questions you have for Taurus into the stream. Make sure you tag FighterX1 Gaming with your question. So you stated you weren't very technical, so let's talk about technical issues and what you usually do to overcome those issues. What's the worst one you've had?
I phone a friend. That's what I do. well, mostly. Okay, so I'm really good at Discord stuff. I'm not good at Streamlabs and Twitch. So they're very different. I'm really good at coming up with like custom commands and creating roles and channels and permissions and all that because it's really repetitive. It's the same thing no matter what Discord you're in. But yeah, I had to have a mod help me set up all my commands for my stream because I didn't know how to do that. I used Streamlabs, the chatbot, and I downloaded the chatbot. I knew how to do that, but I didn't even know how to sync it, to
Right.
my stream. I didn't know how to make all those commands.
And if it's the external chatbot that's separate from Slobs, there's not like a readme with it. It's kind of hard to set up.
No.
Like you really have to watch a
Yeah.
video or something.
And I was even following along with what they were doing when they were setting it up, and it was just like, what are you doing right now? I couldn't do it. So yeah, and I so when I first started streaming, Nightbot was what I used, and I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it, I don't know. I quickly swapped to Streamlabs.
So let's talk about WoW for a second. You're a big WoW fan. How long have you been playing WoW? And just talk about your history with WoW.
I've
World
been
of
playing
Warcraft.
WoW, I think it's been almost 5 years. 5 years. I started, for those who have been keeping up with WoW, the expansion that was currently active was Mists of Pandaria, but I started about a month before the next one came out, which was Warlords of Draenor. So I started a character at level one, leveled it all the way to max level. And by the time I got there was the night that the new expansion launched. So my first real expansion launch experience was Warlords of Draenor, which was three expansions ago.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Or Wow,
And I've
that's
been
some fun, I'm
addicted ever
saying.
since. Wow. No, I've been
Wow.
addicted ever since. My best friend in real life, she's been playing it since it came out, and I used to give her so much crap for playing this game. I was like, "You are such a nerd." And she was always like, "You just need to play it because I know you'll like it." And for years, I didn't because that was like 5 or 6 years before she actually got me to play it. Like, and when I started playing it and I was getting addicted, she's like, "I told you like 5 years ago that you were going to love this game."
Wow, it's a
And
hell of a
she was
drug.
right. Yes, it is so addicting. And I've been playing ever since. I've played through every expansion and it's been
And we
great.
see you playing WoW on the screen there. And
Yep.
oh, we see your boots too. And you want to talk about your boots real quick?
Oh yeah. Okay. So I don't normally buy things like that for myself, like really extravagant or really expensive things. It's just not what I do, especially right now, this time in my life. I'm not financially in that spot. But I thought it would be cool. Someone gave me a suggestion. Straight Rip 'em Up gave me a suggestion to make it a goal just to see, you know, if it worked, make it a streaming goal. And I was like, that's brilliant because I'd never done that before. That was the first time I'd ever made a goal on stream. So I took a little picture of it and I posted it on there. And having the amazing friends and supporters that I have, it was only on there for 2 streams and I had the money for it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. So I went to go buy them and unfortunately they were out of stock. So I ended up buying something else anyways, but I took pictures of it and posted it on my Patreon account because and just saying thank you because it was a WoW buddy, Alistair, is the one that donated the funds for it. And so I did a huge shout out to him. I was like, I got this because of you and I thank you so much. And it was just so cool. It was kind of a surreal moment because you watch all these partnered streamers that are getting like pretty much all you can see in their chat is sub donation biddies like gifted sub and it's like wow one day maybe that'll be me
Right.
but here I am I haven't even been streaming for 6 months and in 2 days I have reached a goal that I set for myself just from the community that comes to watch me stream and yeah it took a minute for it to sink in. I felt very grateful.
That's amazing. And you just mentioned, what kind of account did you mention? I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't really know how to say it. Patreon?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, Patreon.
Yeah.
And so I'm completely oblivious to what that. Here we go again. All right. I'm completely oblivious to what that is. And I'm sure there's a few other people in chat that probably is as well. Can you explain what kind of account that is?
Yeah, it's kind of like if you were to, it's kind of like PayPal, but if you were to create a profile that you can make posts on, I guess. It's a monthly subscription style membership, like a club, if you will. And you create a profile and it's you're a creator, your creator profile, and you can post whatever you want on there, create whatever content you want. It's literally just posts. You can post videos, you can post pictures, you can do just text posts. And then you can create these tiers that members can choose from to subscribe to you and support you on a monthly basis.
Oh,
And
that's
it's
cool.
just you can have different permissions set to different tiers. You can have like special content compared to or like for different tiers that you have. So it's a lot of fun. I don't know why that worked.
It's amazing. So what about hecklers or trolls? Or if, they're a thing in every stream has to deal with. How do you handle trolls that come into your room?
I mostly ignore them. I don't know. I have a really high level of patience, and yeah, it's annoying, but I just kind of roll with it. I'm not rude back. I don't get really mad. I don't let it get to me because I don't want just one person to ruin what like 50 other people are enjoying type thing. And they get handled. Like I have really awesome mods. So I pretty much just let someone else take care of it.
Any shout outs to your mods?
Oh yeah, I have Almighty Taco Man, Miser, Jay is an awesome mod. He's awesome supporter. He was actually my first Patreon supporter. So that was something special. I did a huge shout out to him too. Or Jay Adele, but he goes by Jay.
Jay is.
And then Trusha, we have Trusha. He's a big supporter as well.
How many times have they banned the official Rogue, who was a guest earlier this season?
I think Taco Man's the only one that's ever timed him out. But yeah, yes. I think Rogue's been honestly like he's been the worst troll I've ever had in there.
Which is worse because you know Rogue. Him and you go in his room and
I go to his streams all the time and I treat him with so much respect and it's just not returned. Rogue did nothing wrong.
All right, so we do have some chat questions from Twitch chat. What's it like having the best hair on Twitch? That's what Zazaboo wants to know.
The best hair. Oh, God. That is hilarious. It's great, I guess. Makes me unique. You never know what you get with these mixed kids these days. Can come out like this.
I like your hair, though. It's unique for sure. And it's, what was the cartoon character? That,
please don't say The Simpsons.
No. I think it was The Little Mermaid. The octopus, wasn't her hair like that? The evil.
No, she's got spiky hair.
Oh.
Short.
I'm thinking something short, else. Spiky. I'll get back to you on that.
But that's okay. I'll be a Disney villain. That's great.
Yeah, I was thinking Ursula, but you're saying no, she had spiky hair?
Yeah, she's got spiky white hair.
Okay. I know I'm thinking of someone, and now it's going to bother me. Justin Enraged V2 in Twitch chat wants to know how many or any games you're looking forward to besides additions to WoW.
I've been really interested in playing Borderlands 3. I haven't gotten it yet, but I really want to check that one out. First-person shooters are new to me. So I suck. I'm terrible at them. But I've dabbled in Overwatch, and I really enjoy Overwatch, even though I have a long way to go. I'm pretty bad at it, but it's still fun to me, and it's a fun concept. And I've been told by a lot of people that they think I would really like Borderlands, so that's kind of why I'm gearing in that direction. As far as first-person shooters go, I think that's where I'm going to go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Rabble Rods in Twitch chat. This is probably my favorite question I've ever seen. And I'm using this for future streams. So thank you, Rabble Rods. What would you recommend to set yourself apart from other streamers?
I would say once you set your goals and your values and your image, stick to it. Because I don't think a lot of people do that. And that's something that I've really, really tried to do from the very beginning, because I was fortunate enough to have a clear idea of what I wanted to do from the beginning. And I think sometimes that gets a little muffed up, whatever you want to call it, especially when people really quickly make it really fast. And it's just like, what are they even about? It's like hard to tell what they're even about or what their theme is. They're bright and they're flashy and they're loud and that's their thing. But it's like, what are they really about? No one knows. And I want to be about something and I want people to be able to know what that is.
So chat's going crazy. This is maybe the second or third time I've seen this tonight. They're all talking about the Woo Dalgy.
That's Rabble. He's freaking like, I don't even know how to like describe him. Just picture that, like, someone riding an ATV with a cigar in their mouth and a cowboy hat up in the air yelling, yeah, Woo Doggy, and that's Rabble for you.
But you gotta do it. Like, you gotta actually give your best impersonation.
No, that's so awful.
We can wait till the end if you want.
Okay, let's bring Rabble into this conversation just so he can do the Woo Doggy.
All right, so Kayla Creates, awesome name.
Well, she's awesome.
Or Kaylay Creates?
Yeah.
Kaylay Creates.
I was accidentally called her KK. It's my first time saying that out loud where she can hear me say that.
Kaylay. Okay. Awesome name, Kaylay Creates. What is your favorite color, Taurus?
Oh, it's green.
Oh, okay. Moving on then.
No, it's, oh. It's purple for sure. Purple! Purple everything!
Panic Code wants to know, what is your favorite WoW character, and are you going to cosplay for BlizzCon?
Oh, okay, my favorite WoW character is Tyrande, even though I play Horde, because she's an Alliance character. But I love her, she's beautiful, and I would love to cosplay her, but I'm not going to this year because she deserves the time and dedication to get that cosplay right, and I don't have the time right now to get it right. And so I'm going to wait until I have a whole bunch of time to get it right. Yeah.
Is that official? You've said that out loud, right? 2 years from now?
Yes.
Confirmed.
2 years from now. But she's got green hair, and it's long and straight, so I either have to like give up my dignity and wear a wig, which I hate doing because it's really hard to get wigs on all this hair. Or who knows, I might just have green hair one day, just straighten it.
There you go.
Yep.
And it looks like the last question from Twitch chats from Symphonic313. Do you have any interest in streaming games outside of WoW?
For sure. Yeah, any game I play, I'm down to stream it. I've even streamed that hair straight. Oh my gosh, I need to stop reading chat. That hair. I've streamed a couple different games that I've played. Even when I suck at them, I streamed Overwatch the first time I ever played it, and I was just pretty much dead the whole time. I was like, play this game. But yeah, I'm definitely open to streaming other games. I just have a very limited inventory. library right now.
Awesome. So you will be streaming WoW when we raid you here in just a few minutes. So let's get ready for the raid. But first, anything you can tell people to stream? What advice do you have for new streamers starting out?
Oh, for new streamers, for sure, like I said earlier, network, ask questions. Someone's been there before, so no matter how many people you talk to, someone's going to be able to give you some advice on and just making connections. Don't just get stuck in this follow for follow. I don't want to call it a scheme, but it kind of feels like a scheme because it gets so addicting because you see those instant results, but they just don't last. And I think a lot of people have this misguided ideal that it's going to carry them through. And I just really don't think it's going to do that. So make connections that are worthwhile, that are going to last, talk to people, build relationships, and it'll really benefit you in the end. You'll see.
And lastly, where can people find you?
All over the place. All over social media.
Is it the same name everywhere?
Everywhere. they can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TaurusV93.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, we will let you go so you can get ready to raid. We greatly appreciate you doing the show with us. I hope
thanks for having me.
It went better than you thought it was going to.
It did. You made it easier on me than I thought you were going to.
Well, we will see you soon then, and thank you again.
All right. See yous.